Chapter 5, Providing Service. Money is a reward received for service rendered.
I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves. What's your name?
This basic law, you will understand, the only time you must think about money is when you are deciding how much you want. From that point on, your entire focus, intellectually, emotionally, physically, must be directed towards providing service. You and I were put on this planet to serve one another. Thinking of ways we can be of greater service will enable us to grow intellectually and spiritually. Money is the ultimate servant. With money, you can provide service in 1,000 places at the same time. The more money you earn, the more you can help others. The more you help others, the more money you will earn. A beautiful prosperity cycle. It's your own personal wheel of fortune. Think of how you can do whatever you are doing more effectively. Think of how you can improve on the quality and the quantity of service you are rendering. Think of how you can help the people you are helping in a greater way. It's very important for you to keep money in the proper place in your mind. Money will not make you a better person, but it can make you more effective. Money will not make you happy, although it will make you more comfortable. And always remember this, money will not make you any smarter. In the movie Born Yesterday, starring Melanie Griffith and John Goodman, Melanie Griffith took on the character of Billy Dawn. Her script had her appear as a dumb blonde bimbo most of the way through the movie, when in truth, Billy is far from being dumb. John Goodman played Harry Brock, who was a somewhat crooked, wealthy wheeler-dealer businessman. Harry thought everyone had a price, that you could buy anything and anyone with money. He was always talking about how much money he had. Near the end of the movie, the tables were turned. Billy accused Harry of being dumb. Harry responded to Billy saying, "Do you think a person with this much money is dumb?" Billy proved to be anything but dumb when she answered, "I don't think you're dumb, Harry. I know you're dumb. Only a dumb person would think that money would make them smart." Melanie Griffith's character Billy nailed it. Only a dumb person would think money would do anything for them beyond the possibility of making them more effective or more comfortable. But let's look at it this way. Since money will make you more effective and will definitely make you more comfortable, you might as well have all you want. Personally, I want an ever-increasing amount of money coming to me on a constant basis through multiple sources. I want to be more effective, and I definitely want to be more comfortable. And I'm proceeding on the premise that you do as well. There's another important point about money that I want to share with you that I picked up last week watching a video that was sent to me by my good friend Jane Wilhite. Jane is the chairperson of PsyWorld Seminars. Very powerful lady. It was a tape of a speech made by William Penn Patrick in 1972. What an incredible speech. It's called First Day, Last Day. And I want to say this is one of the best speeches I have ever heard, and believe me, I've heard a few. Patrick said that you will hear people saying money is sinful or evil. He went on to point out that money cannot be sinful or evil. Money does not have a mind or a soul. Therefore, it cannot be immoral or unethical. Some people who have a lot of money are sinful or evil. But there are many poor people who are just as sinful and evil. There are literally millions of people held in poverty because they do not understand what William Penn Patrick said. They have been raised with the idea they should not want money. As children, whenever the subject money was raised, they were given great doses of A1, grade A, high quality, first class guilt. That was because the people that were raising these children had no money, and they didn't want the children asking for money. If that happened to you, permit me to suggest that you forgive the idea immediately. Mentally release the idea that money is evil or sinful. That's what forgive means, to let go of completely, release it, abandon it, and immediately replace the old idea with the new idea. Money is an excellent servant. You should ask for money all you want. Ask, believing you will receive, and bingo, you're magnetized.
I am a magnet to money. have more than